Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What about when you get shops, right? And so like Marks and Spencer's, TK Maxx, and you go in there and there's an escalator taking you up to the first floor.
Yes.
And stairs back down. What's that?
Yes. Right, there. Yeah.
Absolutely unacceptable. So they sort of like lure you up with the offer of like an escalator. Relax, we've got you. You're just sort of taking the scenery. Come on up. And then once they've got your money and you've got your shopping, piss off. Go on, you can walk now. So you've got to carry the shop. So you basically they sort of like make it out that, oh, you know, we care about you. And then you sort of get up there, do your shopping, and then you've got to sort of like struggle back down the stairs with your bags of shopping. What's that about? I mean, it is literally that, isn't it?
Yes, I know exactly what you're... I mean, the worst is when the fucking escalator's broken. That's the worst.
When the escalator's broken, walk. Shut the shop.
Yeah, exactly. The worst is when you... Do you ever have that thing when you got the escalator and the escalator's not working, but your brain hasn't computed that yet, so you step onto the escalator...
Yeah.
And your brain's still expecting for you to be taken up.
You get on the escalator and just stand there for about 10 seconds before you realise you're not actually moving.
Do you know what I mean?
What?
I sometimes step onto an escalator that's not working and then for a second feel
nerve-wracking.
Dizzy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like when you take... I mean, I don't know whether the last time you wore roller skates. I'd like to think it was recently, but I suspect probably not. But... you know when you like go roller skating or on a boat and then you get off and it still feels like you're on roller skates for about half an hour afterwards. Do you remember that?
Oh, I don't. I tell you what, I don't have it with roller skates. But you know when you've been walking on sand for ages and then you come off and it feels like you're sort of walking on jelly.
Oh, I love walking on sand.
I can't fucking stand walking on sand.
Why not?
It's just a pain in the arse.
It's what?
It's a pain in the arse.
You are not really like a beachy sort of person, are you? I think it's fair to say.
No, the beach is. I don't know. It's not. I will always take a park. Do you know what I can't stand? I can't stand it when you're in the park. You've got a path. The path is designed for where, you know, they want you to go. And then someone will just... you're with someone... and they'll just get off the path and want to cross
the path.
The block. No.
A path from where to where? What are you talking about? On the beach?
On a beach, in a park. I like sticking to the path. I don't want to get off the path. I can't stand it when someone's walking on... when someone wants to walk on the grass. And by the way, sitting down on the grass whilst we're here, sitting down on the grass instead of finding a bench can absolutely do one.
No way.
No, I'm a chair, man.
Right.
Well, you want to sit on the floor?
It doesn't bother me.
Oh, I can't stand it.
This associates sort of benches for old people. It's just a matter of sort of two old ladies sat there eating a sandwich and you just sat there on the end looking miserable.
Absolutely. Absolutely fine by me. Tell me this then. What is the sit down position on the floor? What are you going for?
Cross legs or perhaps.
Cross legs?
Yeah.
You sit cross legged.
Yeah. Well, probably haven't done it for a while.
It's a little ridiculous.
I'm not thinking about that, am I? It's comfort. I don't think anyone's walking past it. He looks ridiculous. Well, they might be. I mean, it's possible, but. Yeah, I'm happy to sit cross-legged or to sort of sit kind of leaning back with my sort of arms kind of creating like a sort of L shape. So my back's sort of up and then the sort of legs are extended in front of me. Or maybe lie to the side. like my head in my hand.
Yeah, but now, like that one where you've got to lean your arms back, that one where you're using your arms as the back of the chair. Now I'm sitting down and being a chair at the same time. I don't want to be a chair. I just want to sit on a chair.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
You're working by sitting down. You're talking about escalators going up in the shop and stairs going down. I think they should have a slide going down. You should have escalators going up.
100%. Particularly in like toy shops. I mean, now you say that, I can't believe that Hamleys or someone hasn't thought of that. What's that film that's sort of set in a toy shop? Mr. Something Magic Emporium. You must know that. That's the sort of films you watch all the time.
Surely everyone thinks toy shop. They think Home Alone 2. Surely.
There we go. Imagine that. So you go up, you get your things. Parents can walk down the stairs. Kids down in the slide. That must exist somewhere.
That is a great show. I used to live on top of a hill and used to think, why haven't they made this into a slide? So I could just slide. In fact, this is true. I'm not making this up. So you walk down my hill and there were some houses on obviously on the side of the road, but these houses were elevated. You had to take stairs to get to the houses, and then there was a path outside of those houses. Right, they also went down the hill and then joined up onto the road.
Yeah.
And one December, it was really icy. And I was walking down that path and I slipped and I slid down the path like it was a slide and knocked down an old woman.
Yeah. I mean, that can only happen to you. Anyone else, all of that story would have happened to anyone else up until you took out the old lady. That was just sort of like... to agree with your point, this is the problem with this country. There should be someone who is in charge of making things more fun. Like, yeah, just go... Well,
that is a great shout.
There should be a minister of fun. For example, where I live, and this was kind of across the country, when the Olympics were on in 2010, they started putting ping pong tables up around the country.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they were for anyone to use. It was the single most unifying thing that has ever happened in Winchester, where I live. The kind of like... People that didn't know each other were playing. I mean, there was some sort of guy with one tooth and a 3-litre bottle of cider that was sort of like perhaps sort of hogging the table a little bit. But it really brought everyone together. And then as soon as the Olympics finished, they just took them away. It's like, just leave them there. People are enjoying this.
But hang on. Where did you get the balls and bats from?
So there was some like there, or you could bring your own. It was sort of... No, I'll tell you what it was. They were by the cathedral. So you would go into like somewhere there and then like ask to borrow them, maybe you had to leave a deposit or whatever, or you could bring your own. Two tables. And then literally the minute the Olympics, it's like, why have you taken them away? You're right, that's it now. You've had your fun. Come on, everyone back to work.
In regards to the slide, making things more fun, but it's not just fun, it's also practical. You know the London Underground, when you have the escalators, one going up and one going down?
Yeah.
And then you've got a metal bit in the middle?
Yeah.
That should be a slide for when you're running late.
People would abuse it, though.
This is the problem. People would abuse things. They can't be trusted.
Also, it's not our lookout if someone's late. I don't think they should be rewarded with a slide. They're not going to learn their lesson, are they? People are going to start being late on purpose. That's the problem. You go like, okay, fine, I was late, there was something I overlooked, or whatever, go on, get on the slide. But it's just, yeah.
I did used to think, and this fits into the Minister of Fun, that this was a young boy's sport, but why didn't they make trains roller coasters?
Yes. Well, the DLR has that sort of feel to it, doesn't it? Where you get on there and you can sit at the front. You go, oh, yeah, you could just stick up just one loop just to wake everyone up. Outside Bank Station, just a quick, whoa, everyone's on their way to work. Oh. A bit of a little buzz before they get up in the... Wee. Everyone have a...
That would be
I reckon nuisance. Productivity in the city... If
that'd be a nuisance, though.
Say that again.
I was just going to say it would be a nuisance for you, though, because you wouldn't be able to get on the roller coaster because you're too short.
Oh, look how happy you are with that. It would, though, wouldn't it? It wouldn't take much to sort of put these little tweaks in place. So just like you said, yeah, just a loop on the DLR, productivity would increase in the city. If everyone had basically just done on a little sort of a roller coaster before work every day, yeah.
That's a great shout. To go back to the shop, by the way, all the way back to the shop, another thing that does my head in about the shop, this is a new thing that's happened, is when you go in, you buy a product, they now, it's not just, would you like a bag? Like, would you like a bag? Yes, please, of course, yeah. I'd like a bag. Although, I would say that once someone, a woman asked me if I would like a bag when I was buying a bag. I don't need a bag when I'm buying a bag. I've just bought a bag.
Yeah, no.
But anyway,
I tell you what, just on the bag thing.
I
hate paying 10p for a bag. Right, I begrudge paying it. So I am, and I don't know if you're like this, I will sort of like overestimate my ability to go, oh, that's fine, I don't need a bag for that. It's only like 6 items. And then I sort of get down the road and I'm sort of struggling up with, a pile of items that I've put in there because I don't want to...
Yes, I've dropped eggs outside of Tesco's doing that. That's the same as when you don't think you're going to need a basket and suddenly you've got like 29
items.
Oh,
that's the worst.
Yes, but when I was buying, you buy things in clothes shops now, they want your email address. Can I have your email address? Fuck off!
Yeah, exactly.
Email address.
Is it just the bananas? Yeah, yeah. Can I have your telephone number, please? What the fuck? No.
It's so annoying. And then they say, oh, it's not, you know, it's not, we're not going to send it to other people or whatever. We're not going to give it to other companies. Yeah, but I'm giving it to you. I don't want to give my details
what
to
I don't
you.
Like That's about that as well is when it's not like I don't mind it if they go, oh, hi, would you mind us having your email address or whatever? It's when they just sort of try and slip it under the radar as if it's
exactly.
Normal. So they go, okay, that's $7.95. You could just put your email address there. You're like, what for?
What do you actually say? Because I have my reaction to this.
I just give a fake email address.
What?
Yeah, SeanWalsh@gmail.com.
You prick. Mine evolved from... So, before when it first started, just like you were saying, they sort of sneak it up on you and you sort of think it's part of the procedure, the new way we're going in terms of retail. And then I sort of copped on and was like, sorry, do you mind if I don't do that? And then they go, oh, no, that's fine.
Yes.
Right, so my answer for a while was, sorry, do you mind if I don't? So being polite. And now I've just gone to no. I'm at no.
Yeah, I mean, that's needlessly abrupt. I mean,
it's got to stop.
Regardless, even if it's someone you've been having a nice chat that's been helping you with, like, your purchase, you've gone into a shop, they've sort of gone, oh, well, we've got this, actually, but we've also got it in a green. Maybe spent sort of half an hour. And then the end of that sort of little human interaction, they go, and can I just take your email address? You go, no. And then just walk out the shop. I mean, they're just going to go, what the fuck was that guy's problem?
Well, my fucking problem was that you're asking for my email address. That's why I've come here for a jacket, not to sort of give my... And by the way...
This is not a networking event. I've come here to buy a jacket.
But this is for the... The thing is, it's not... I don't give a shit about all these companies having my email address. I couldn't care less. What I care about is the time. I want to go. I've got the jacket now. Let me go. I don't want to be here for longer giving you my email address.
What is this hostage situation?
It is. Oh, God. Yeah, now I'm giving my email address. I don't want to do that. I just want to go.
Yeah.
Can we email you the receipt? No, just give me the fucking receipt and let me go.
I love, that's my little kind of joke whenever I go to like a sort of go and buy beers or yeah, well, particularly beers. I've been going to this brewery to buy these pints of ale, and the bloke's like, "Would you like your receipt?" It's like, "That's all right, mate. I'm not planning on bringing them back." Just a little joke I like to throw in. You know, he's laughing, I'm laughing. Huh?
The little joke I do at the pub is if on a Sunday I'm ordering a roast, I go, "Oh, do you have a vegan roast?" And they'll say yes. And I go, "Oh, lovely. I'll have the beef, please, mate." That's my little.